Hey, Emma. I've been reading about renewable energy lately, and while it's great for the environment, I think there are some drawbacks to consider.
I agree, Alex. Everyone talks about how clean and sustainable renewable energy is, but there are some issues. For example, wind energy sounds perfect, but it's not without problems.
Yeah, it's renewable and doesn't pollute the air, but wind turbines can be really noisy, which can annoy people living near them.
Right. Also, not all areas are ideal for wind farms. In places where the wind isn't strong enough, it's not effective, so it can be a waste of money to install them in the wrong spots.
Exactly. Plus, wind turbines can harm wildlife, especially birds. Some studies show that birds are at risk of flying into the blades.
That's true. And it's not just wind power. Solar energy also has its downsides. For one, the production of solar panels requires a lot of energy, and there's the issue of waste when they reach the end of their life.
I didn't realize that. I always thought solar panels were completely clean, but if they're not recycled properly, they could become an environmental hazard.
Yeah, and solar energy isn't always efficient. It doesn't work well on cloudy days or at night, and people in areas with less sunlight might not be able to rely on it as their main energy source.
That's definitely a problem. And the cost of installation is another issue. Solar panels can be really expensive to install, even though they save money in the long run.
Plus, biomass energy is renewable, but it's not as clean as it seems. Burning organic materials like wood still releases carbon into the atmosphere.
Yeah. It's not as carbon neutral as we once thought. It still contributes to air pollution, even though it's technically renewable.
And geothermal energy, while clean, has limitations. It's only really usable in areas with volcanic activity, and setting up geothermal plants can be very expensive.
Exactly. The cost of drilling and maintaining geothermal plants is high, and they can't just be built anywhere. So even though it's clean, it's not very accessible in many regions.
It seems like no matter which renewable energy source we consider, there are always trade-offs. It's tough to find a perfect solution.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance. I think we need to focus on improving the technologies and finding ways to minimize the impact on the environment and people's lives.
Questions number one. What is one drawback of wind energy discussed in the conversation? Number two. Why might wind farms be ineffective in some areas? Number three. What issue does Alex mention about wind turbines and wildlife? Number four, what environmental problem does Emma highlight about solar panels? Number five, what is a major drawback of solar energy in certain locations? Number six, what financial issue does Alex mention about solar panels? Number seven, what is one concern about biomass energy discussed in the conversation? Number eight, what is a limitation of geothermal energy mentioned by Emma? Number nine, why might geothermal plants be inaccessible in many regions? Number 10. What is the main idea of the conversation?